Well, I'm sure you've heard of Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. It is the fourth day of November 2021, marking 1 year, by the way, since the insurrection occurred. Let me be very clear. The real insurrection occurred in this country on November 4th of 2020. But there were a lot of other amazing developments on Tuesday night. You've probably heard how in New Jersey, the president of the state Senate lost to a truck driver who spent less than $200 on his campaign, and half of that money went to donuts. In Minneapolis, the bid to abolish the police department went down in flames. In Buffalo, an overt socialist who vowed to defund the police and make Buffalo a sanctuary city was the only candidate on the ballot, and still she lost to a write-in candidate. But Virginia was where the biggest highlights were. You already know about Glenn Youngkin battling and beating Terry McAuliffe. But it's a lot more than that. Winsome Sears won the lieutenant governor job. Jason Mayaras was elected attorney general. Democrats lost control of the House of Delegates. But this election was really about schools and whether critical race theory poison will be forced down the throats of our children. And across the state, candidates who reject this poison won spots on their local school boards. Of those winning school board candidates is Matt Cross. He's now a school board member in Rockingham County, Virginia. He'd never run for any kind of office before, but he went out, he campaigned relentlessly, focusing on opposing CRT and the transgender indoctrination going on in our schools. And Matt joins us now. First of all, congratulations, and thank you for being here.
Hey, Stu, thanks so much for having me on here, man.
Of course. So I view this as a referendum on third-term Barack Hussein Obama policy. Am I overstating that? Do you agree?
Absolutely agree. And here in Virginia, we shot a shot across the bow of our ship here in Virginia back towards Washington on Tuesday as parents saying we're rejecting the critical race theory and all the transgender movement that they're trying to pull in our schools and the VDOE. So this was a shot from parents back to Washington. And I hope the nation joins us in the next few years coming.
Well, it's already spreading. I was receiving texts last evening from the Mama Bears in Iowa who have been standing up against these mask mandates in their schools and the CRT race poison. And apparently their entire school board went to conservative candidates. And so this is going to spread throughout the country. Now, there's two ways to look at this. The Obama administration, aka the Biden administration, could look at this and say, whoa, we better step back. Progressive radicals could back off of these radical school indoctrination campaigns, teaching children how to masturbate, or they could double down. What do you anticipate happening?
I don't see them doubling down on anything. The Democratic Party has shifted so far to the left, their extremism. So they're not going to double down on anything. They're going to continue to think that they can win at the polls with their extreme views on America and their hatred towards America. And I don't see them doubling down on anything. I mean, we haven't seen that on a local level. We're not seeing that from the president. And so I don't think they're going to double down on anything. And if we learned anything here in the United States, it has proven that grassroots America needs to stand up, be bold, be courageous, and get out and say what needs to be spoken, even if you're called a racist, even if you're called a bigot, even if they label you for all these things and say all kinds of evil things about you, as they did me. You know, I'm a 12-year law enforcement veteran and over 20 years serving as in ministry, as a youth pastor, now as associate pastor full-time here in my church and in my community. And I was all kinds of things spoken evil about me, but I couldn't, you can't battle the truth. And so we need to say the truth. We need to stand strong. We need to be bold, but I don't see the Democratic Party going down on anything. They're going to keep their message and they're going to continue to lose at the polls.
I think we're saying different things. Cause when I said double down, I meant that they're going to go harder. They're just
going
to continue.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're going to double down and go harder. Absolutely. I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's speak to a little bit about what's happening. Cause you mentioned grassroots rising up. And we look around the country and we see so many America First candidates, real candidates that we've interviewed here on this program, who don't seem to have support from the establishment GOP, from Ronna Romney's RNC, from, you know, Kevin McCarthy on a federal level. And there's a lot of candidates that should win that many people are looking at and saying they can't win. But that's just inherently false, isn't it?
It's absolutely false. And this was also a message to the GOP, especially and even in my case here in my county, is the fact that we are a very conservative county, and I'm a very conservative man. So I think there is part of the party in our, even in our local GOP, that was afraid to get behind me as a candidate. And we saw somewhat of a, division instead of really getting behind me as a candidate and pushing me over that victory line. And so I was not only fighting against the Democratic Party, but I was also fighting with our own party here. So if this is a, and I ran in a very strong district here in Rockham County that has the majority of Democrats in our county. So this wasn't a very strong, we are a very conservative county, but my district has the majority of Democrats living inside of my county.
We have to step away from the GOP. Yep. We have to step away from establishment politics, this uniparty idea. In Florida, Laura Loomer, probably one of the original America Firsters, shed blood for President Donald Trump, is being attacked by Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz at the direction of Kevin McCarthy, because those two, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, stroke big checks right back to the very machine that they campaign and raise this money on in the name of defeating. They say, we're going to beat this uniparty system. We're going to beat the establishment GOP. We're going to expose rhinos. And then they cut checks to the tune of $175,000 right back to the RNCC. So in raising money, which it doesn't even necessarily take, $200 a truck driver spent on a campaign to defeat the New Jersey State Senate president. I mean, what does that say to regular Americans out here? Isn't it past time that we really rally behind the people who are a reflection of their constituency and say, this is what we want, and we're going to put them there?
It comes down to the common man. And we see through the Trump era that the common man is getting out there to the polls to vote. And this country club mentality that is, that's been a part of the Republican Party for so long, that's coming to an end. Because the common American, the common man has awakened. I've met so many people throughout this race that this was only their second time voting. They didn't know where their precincts were because they've only voted early. But Trump got them out to vote, and they came out again in this election here in Virginia to vote. So the party is moving. It's moving towards the common man. This country club mentality of going towards the people that have all the money and catering to this certain country club people has got to stop. And we've got to allow the people, the common man, that their vote is just as important as our rich neighbor to get out and vote, because these are the people being stirred up to come out and vote, and they're voting on their values, and they're voting because they love their country and they're tired of seeing our country go down the toilet.
The country club mentality not only exists in the political beast system machine, but it also exists in the media machine, which is why you see the media attacking real America First candidates, which is why you see them talking about the imperfections of others that they oppose. For example, you're not a perfect person. I'm not a perfect person. I admit my mistakes when I'm wrong. I am vulnerable. I'm open. I'm candid. This is who I am. What you see is what you get. And that's why you rose to victory, because people want a real person, not some fake, phony, polished politician, jive-talking, you know, weirdo. They want a real person that they can speak to, and that you will do the business of the people. And here in the media, the reason why the Stu Peters Show has propelled and why all these other Mockingbird media people hate it, they hate it because they can't control me, because nothing, there's no big globalist funding going on here. It's all privately funded by individual patriot sponsors, and it's rising because I'm imperfect and because I am in search of the truth. And because we here at this show do our diligence to try to expose it, and we back your efforts 100%. Congratulations on your victory in Rockingham. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks, brother. Thanks for having me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. Before all this started, I had already written in my memoir, I dedicate this book to anyone that's looking for hope. Well, right now, we're all looking for hope. I believe that my story is going to bring inspiration and hope to everyone. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. To thank you all for your support, I'm offering some of my best prices ever on MyPillow products, including this exclusive bundle. You get my book and these five MyPillows. They all have beautiful scenes and verses from the Bible, such as Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you." This six-pack bundle is regularly $219. Now it's just $99.98 and free shipping with your promo code. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below. Thank you and God bless.
Well, for decades, the Communist Party of China has been one of the world's most sinister governments. When the Chinese people protested for democracy in Tiananmen Square, they ran them over with tanks. When Tibetan Buddhists labeled a young boy as the Panchen Lama, the second most important figure in their religion, the government abducted him and he's never been seen since. But one of the most screwed up things of all that the Chinese government does is organ harvesting. When China has a prisoner in custody, they think nothing of cutting their bodies open, stripping their organs, and selling them off to the highest bidder with bodies cremated to hide the evidence. A tribunal based in London estimated that the Chinese organ trade business is worth more than $1 billion per year. The biggest victims of this trafficking in human flesh are members of the Chinese religious group Falun Gong. Falun Gong is banned in China. Its members are imprisoned if they're discovered, and some of them, of course, are getting their bodies strip mined for organs. There are estimates that as many as 65,000 people may have had their organs harvested in this manner in a single 8-year period. And this isn't all just some made-up fantasy. There are people who say that they participated in this organ harvesting. There are recorded phone calls where doctors discuss producing these organs. Mitchell Nicholas Gerber is a journalist who spent more than 2 decades investigating Chinese organ harvesting. He's made this his life's work. He's even testified before the British Parliament about it, and he joins us now. Nicholas, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate being here with you as well.
So a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their heads around or even believing this, but there's evidence out there to support all of these claims, right?
Absolutely. Since 2006, David Kilgore and David Mattis, the esquires out of Canada, a former cabinet minister of the Canadian Parliament of the Asian Affairs, David Kilgore, as well as a crown prosecutor, and David Mattis, a Winnipeg lawyer in international human rights and genocide law, confirmed the allegations, Stu, in 2006 with 18 pieces of hard-hitting evidence. And in some of the clips that you can share with your viewers, they have come clean and shared about these allegations, confirmed as true, that the Chinese Communist Party has been harvesting and slaughtering Falun Gong practitioners and others, cutting out their organs while alive and selling their organs as the healthiest organs in the world illegally without any consent, just a little bit of anesthesia while the blood is still flowing, Stu. And when I was in London with Dr. Enver Totti, the surgeon that was forced to do a live organ harvesting in China in 1995, David Kilgore and Ethan Gutman, the other investigator from America, who have confirmed 52 pieces of evidence now, they all have confirmed, as we have, that this is going on a large scale, and this is state-sanctioned murder, Stu. This is killing to order. Within 1 or 2 weeks, the Chinese Communist Party will just rip out your organs, sedate you so you won't have to be held down, turning the doctors into murderers in over 2,000 to 3,000 hospitals, and then cutting their organs out while alive. And it's been going on for the last 20 years.
Has the American government or any other world leaders gotten involved to try to put a stop to any of this?
Unfortunately, there are a lot of Western traitors that have signed on to this multi-billion-dollar business, Stu. The House of Representatives have passed numerous resolutions. The Congress has been involved. The EU has been involved. And thank God for China Tribunal under Sir Jeffrey Nice, QC, who was the former prosecuting attorney to bring Slobodan Milosevic, the former Yugoslavian dictator, to justice. He and his team banded together unanimously to expose this, as well as Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting and EndTransplantAbuse.org. And there have only been 4 countries, Stu, which is quite disappointing. Israel, who established the transplantation law of 2008 that forbid any of his Israeli citizens to go to China to get an organ harvesting, as well as Taiwan, a courageous country, which is now on the brink of war with the Communist Party, trying to invade it just like they did with Hong Kong, as well as Spain and now Italy and hopefully Scotland. But very few people have done anything. I mean, the World Health Organization hasn't done anything. The UN has remained silent because they have the Chinese Communist Party spies infiltrating these these organizations to bribe, pay off, and silence anyone that is going to come forward with this new form of evil that they have been doing for the last 20 years, particularly to the Falun Gong.
Okay, so it seems like they've done a really good job of infiltrating anybody who might stop them, from what you're saying. So what is the method to stop this? I mean, other than exposure, which is what we're doing here.
More resolutions, but I think the world has to wake up to what is going on. You know, Mr. Cyrus Parser, I saw the interview you did with him. He's a brilliant man. He was the first one, actually, one of the first, to connect the former Chinese Communist Party president, Jiang Zemin, with the bioweapon that they've released from the Wuhan lab, as you've been talking with the honorable doctors and people on your show. And he connected the genocide of Falun Gong and the bioweapon together. And, you know, we need more people to come out and express this and have the courage to do the right thing, because to fail to support the righteous and to fail to expose evil to Stu is unacceptable. So those politicians, and when I was in Steve Bannon with Dr. Totti talking about this, Bannon pressed me for the name on his live show. I would not give them. We will not give them yet, because it's very risky business. I could be killed. And I can tell you right now, we are giving them a chance to repent, to come clean, and to stop this on their own volition with their own power. But there's so much money involved, Stu, as you said, a multi-billion dollar business, organ harvesting genocide that is going on and has been going on for the last 20 years. The military is involved, the Western politicians are involved, the hospitalization is involved, and we have over 52 pieces of evidence from David Kilgore, Mattis, and Gutman, and they've gone around the world. But unfortunately, the governing bodies are remaining silent because they have been infiltrated, as again, with the CCP. So coming on your show and coming on people's shows like yours, at least that is giving more traction to open the eyes of people. But a lot more must be done.
I hate to be a skeptic, but I don't think that they're going to just confess their crimes and come forward and apologize. I don't think that these people are in that realm of reality spiritually. How does this affect Nancy down the street, or, you know, Dave, the guy that I work out with, or Pastor Mike? I mean, normal people in our communities in this country, for example, well, that's in China. That doesn't have anything to do with me, right?
Because look at what has been released from the Chinese Communist Party's lair, the bioweapon. How many of your families have suffered now? Your 401k is destroyed. Lockdowns, a communist-style policy to shut you up and mandate against constitutional laws, trying to take away your guns, the cancel culture, the wokeism, the radical leftist liberalism. Where do you think this all comes from, ladies and gentlemen? The Chinese Communist Party. You know, Stu, I've been doing this for 20 years, man. 5-10 years ago, people thought that the CCP is like a new National Basketball Association team. What is the CCP? Is it a Major League Baseball team? No one cared. No one wanted to know, because you said it was a million miles away. See no evil, speak no evil. And if it's got nothing to do with me, why bother? Now they are in your backyard, going to jab your children. Where do you think the CCP technology comes from? Who are sitting on the Pfizer boards of executives? 70 CCP high-ranking officials. So everything is correlating to the bioweapon and the genocide of the Falun Gong. And one thing I want to share, imagine it was your family, ladies and gentlemen, they were ripped out of their homes in the middle of the night or the middle of the day or the middle of the morning. You are sent to concentration camps. They are cut open while alive and their organs harvested and sold for massive amounts of profit. Wouldn't you want to do something about it?
Absolutely. I appreciate you doing all the work that you're doing. I mean, I've got about 30 seconds left here. I want to give you the final words, but you're sacrificing your life quite literally to expose this stuff, or at least risking the sacrifice of your life.
Yes, sir. I'm 100 miles away from the Chinese border. I'm risking everything, because what is a man who cannot make the world a better place to? But for those who are listening, please, if you'd like to do something, there are two websites I highly recommend. FalunInfo.net to learn more about this atrocity and uphold the sanctity of a spiritual movement, the House Christians, the Tibetans, and the Uyghurs also. And endtransplantabuse.org. For all the skeptics that still deny this, the reports are all there. Please go take a look at it. And last but not least, the award-winning documentary that the clips are from, actually, Stu, that you can share with your listeners, hardtobelievemovie.com. But God bless you, Stu. I follow your work. I love what you're doing, and you're a courageous man. And you know what? You're a man of God, and I love being on your show, and thank you for letting me share with you.
It's his show. It's just on loan to me right now. Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
Well, we're celebrating a special anniversary today, November 4th, 2021, making it 1 year ago today that the insurrection occurred in this country. Let me be very clear. The real insurrection in the United States of America occurred on November 4th, 2020. This program's number one agenda item is fix 2020. We will never have a free and fair election in this country again if we don't fix 2020. And apparently, not one governor in this country agrees with me. Out of 50 states, not one has ordered an audit in their state. In Virginia, newly elected Glenn Youngkin, that's what he says he's going to do. I guess we'll see. In Florida, DeSantis has announced some commission. I don't know what it is. We're looking into it in the days upcoming. We'll talk about what DeSantis is doing in Florida or not doing. In Arizona, Attorney General Mark Brnovich is saying, oh, I think I'm going to look into 2020. Oh, really, Mark? Thanks. Wow. That'd be awesome. Yeah, look into 2020. That'd be great. The looming backdoor deal everybody's talking about with Karen Fan, we had her on this program to talk about it. She debunked it as fake news, but apparently she's announced her retirement. No more politics for Karen Fan. She's leaving. Wendy Rogers will be here to discuss everything audit and what the hell is going on. StepOnSocks.com has helped to single-handedly keep the Stu Peters Show on the air for almost a year now. They were one of the original Patriot sponsors here. Small business, Patriot-owned, 100% Patriot design, all cotton, high-quality socks. Go to StepOnSocks.com right now. Pick out your favorite version, whether it's a globalist that you want to step on, a group of globalists that you want to step on all day long. Maybe you want to profess your trust for God, the Trust in God sock. This is my favorite. You can step out sins all day long. They have silver available. I just received my third shipment of silver from Step On Socks. Go to StepOnSocks.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you're shopping with Patriots at StepOnSocks.com. Well, I mentioned that of all 50 governors, not one has ordered a forensic audit of the 2020 election in their state. But Attorney General for Arizona, Mark Brnovich, has announced he's opening an investigation into the election results from 2020. Thanks, Mark. You know, if you'd announced this a year ago, when it really mattered, you might have had a real impact on the election's final outcome. But instead, Mark Brnovich said everything was great. He went on Fox to say there was, quote, no evidence of fraud, no action was needed from Mark Brnovich's office. The Arizona audit dropped more than a month ago, but Brnovich did nothing then either. Only now, at this moment, has Mark Brnovich decided 2020 is worthy of his attention. Well, on the one hand, better late than never. But on the other hand, what are the odds this is even real? What's more likely is that Brnovich is just trying to placate President Trump so he doesn't scuttle his Senate bid. Announce a big investigation, say he's working really hard, but then do nothing and deliver nothing and forget all about it as soon as he has secured the Republican nomination. Talk big, deliver nothing. That might be the slogan of the Arizona GOP. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan just announced she's retiring from politics, walking away. Karen, you'll recall, was the woman who requested the audit of Maricopa County's vote tally last November, but then promptly let that audit's final outcome get watered down by letting Maricopa County walk all over her. The county said that its election materials were too sensitive to hand over. And instead of telling the county to take a hike, turn it all over, and prove that their elections were fair, Senator Fan capitulated. She walked. She cut and run. She cut a deal that kept the county from having to physically turn over its web routers and its logs. That's one reason the Maricopa County audit wasn't nearly as definitive as it could have been. But one person that's still fighting is Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers. She has not given up on her fight to fix the 2020 election, and she joins us now. Am I wrong?
Well, great to be with you. I'm near the Capitol. I represent Northern Arizona, not Maricopa County, but my constituents, like you, Stu, are adamant, emphatic, on fire to have Brnovich do the right thing. He has visual images of three human beings deleting data before the subpoenas were served. A slight correction on Karen Fan. She still has one more year, one more session as our Senate president, and she has been strong. I have faith that she will continue to lead us. I'm not able to talk about things that we're working on right now, but suffice it to say that we're intent on learning from the audit. Now, in the meantime, though, we have to keep the pressure clearly on Brnovich to do the right thing. Our primary, though, in Arizona is one of the latest ones in the nation, and it's not until next August. So there's no way Brnovich is going to be able to politically just protract this out and not do anything. I did three events yesterday, as we discussed before I went on air with you. And that was yesterday, November 3rd. And people are absolutely on board to see perp walks, to see arrests. This is something that, yes, will take time to tease out all the detail and so forth, but there's no reason why arrests can't be made now. And I've been absolutely vociferous about that.
Do you see why there's such a frustration in the grassroots movement? I mean, this has been going on. A year ago today, the insurrection happened in this country. A year ago today is when the real insurrection took place, a Marxist coup d'etat. People were disenfranchised. Our president was stolen from us. Our entire election system was exposed as a huge sham. And I don't think that Americans believe that we've had a fair election since Reagan.
Well, not since 1998 or 88, rather. And also what happened in Virginia was too close for my comfort level. The only reason that we won Virginia is because of Chesterfield County, Virginia Beach, and rural Virginia turning out massively more than expected, which overcame the fraud and the corruption that was attempted and probably carried out in Fairfax County. And then, of course, the Democrats stole New Jersey. So where is the RNC? Okay, they should have had lawyers poised and ready to go in New Jersey. And all that happened when someone called the RNC for legal help was voicemail. It's absolutely ludicrous, not only ludicrous, but criminal that this has been gotten away with. And when people say there's a big red wave, oh, yeah, there is. And it's a lot bigger than people think. But the Democrats are going to continue to steal unless we are guardians of our democracy.
If we don't fix 2020, we will never again have a fair and free election in this country, ever.
And people want the truth of 2020. We're not moving on to 2022 until we find the truth of 2020. And we are going to fix this in Arizona to the point where it's fixed in time for the primary and fixed, more importantly, in time for the general. And so, you know, I am just pressuring every day, all day, Brnovich and the forces that be. And on social media, you are brave, Stu. You help keep our First Amendment alive. And elections have consequences. Stolen elections have far worse consequences. I am inundated daily with people who are losing their jobs because of the vaccine mandate. Kids are sick because they're forced to wear these masks. You know, we got overturned in the Arizona Supreme Court on the mask mandate for schools. So we will attempt to fix this first thing we can when we come into session in January. And I've said this before, I'm busier now than I was when I was in session. Yet some of my colleagues are at the beach. All of this is to say that collectively we have to band together and get this done. People are very plugged in, very mad right now.
Leading up to the 2020 election, we were told by the president that this was going to be a hot election, highly contested, lots of fraud, COVID-19, mail-in ballots, voting machines, all of these things. We were told about this. But
yes.
But yet there was no legal team in place that day on election day to handle this stuff. Anywhere, nowhere in the country. Poll watchers were subjected to boards being put up in front of their face covering windows. I mean, it is so right out in the wide open. And
right.
Here we are a year later, and we're being made out by this mockingbird media to be these crazy conspiracy theorists who want violent in the streets because of, oh, so what? So there was some questionable ballots cast. I mean, that's how Rachel Maddow framed an appearance on this program by Lauren Witzke, who said that it's very possible that she won in Delaware. She garnered more votes than any other Republican in the history of that state. She got more votes as a first-time candidate in 2020 than Trump got in 2016. I mean, she might be right. So she said she was going to call the cops. She wanted her property, we the people's property, back. It was stolen. And so Rachel Maddow frames this as we are violent. What is it going to take for the media to actually acknowledge, or will they ever, that this election was tampered with and that regardless of who won, we want to know the actual results? We'd be pressing the same way, by the way, if Joe Biden had won an election fair and square and was not presumably installed for an Obama third term.
Well, we the people are moving the needle. And I believe it's up to the high 50s, if not 60% now, of Americans know that there was monkey business. And I don't care what Rachel Maddow says. Those of us who watch you and who watch all these other podcasters who are true investigative journalists add up to more than who follow Fox News. And if you follow my social media, I poke criticism at Fox News all the time, and their ratings are absolutely in the tank. And so this is adding up. We are moving the needle, and what I'm fond of calling the Overton window, which is the political window of acceptability. Yesterday or this morning on my Telegram, I explained why I support this whole notion of remembering Robert E. Lee. Because if they can cancel Robert E. Lee, then they can cancel George Washington and cancel Thomas Jefferson. So it's important for us to keep the window open of what we know is politically acceptable. And then we move that along inch by inch. And this is a protracted battle. This is inch by inch, day by day. We're not going to go to sleep on Christmas Eve and wake up in the morning with presents under the tree. It's just not going to happen. And so this is what I've been doing day by day. And we have to give hope, and we have to give actionable items to people so that they can prosecute toward the truth. For example, county sheriffs. If you're in a county where you know indiscretions occurred, you need to sign out documented affidavits, submit those to your county sheriff, and have county sheriffs prosecute for the truth.
That's right.
This happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was in one of my four counties in northern Arizona, and I was giving an event for 200 people. I had it planned. It was outside. And this person came up to me, one of my constituents, and said, "Senator Rogers, I got multiple ballots in the mail. This is a county that went for Trump." And I said, "That's awful." And at that same moment, a county supervisor walked up to me and said, "Hey, how you doing? Welcome to my part of northern Arizona." And I said, "Oh, I want you to meet this constituent of ours. And I want you to hear his story, because you have fraud, apparently, in your county, and you need to do something about it. And oh, by the way, when I make my public remarks here in 15 minutes, I'm going to have you stand up, and I'm going to have everybody look to you to come to tell their stories of fraud and corruption."
Good.
And he looked at me and he said, "Thank you."
Yeah, that's exactly what needs to happen.
And I looked at him and I said, "Hey, buddy," I said, "you and I, we work for him. We work for this crowd of 200 over here. We don't work for the governor. We don't work for the state house or Senate. We work for them. And you need to do your job."
That's
and
right.
Boy, I called him out during the remarks. He had to stand up and everybody saw him. And I said, "If you know of any indiscretions here in this county, you need to go see him right after the meeting today."
That's exactly what needs to happen all across the country. As you know, I got a hard break coming up here and I got to run, but thank you for coming on, because answering these questions is extremely important. We're going to see what Mark Brnovich really does.
Yes.
It's very clear how I feel about it. And the same thing goes with Karen Fan. We're going to see what she does. You're taking her side. You got her back. Let's just say that. You've got her back. I'm not here trying to attack her. I want good behavior out of all of these people, because we deserve the truth. We deserve answers. We deserve action from the people that we elect and send into office. And you're doing that. That's right out in the
wide open. Well, I will hold their feet to the fire and go to WendyRogers.org and sign the petition to decertify the presidential election, everyone. WendyRogers.org. You will now be joining 1.2 million signers.
Excellent.
From across the country.
WendyRogers.org. Wendy Rogers, thank you so much for being here, Senator. We appreciate it.
God bless America.
All right, I want to tell you about a great product that I've been using and experienced great positive results. It's called IGF-1 Plus. It's right here. I found it at keystolife.shop, keys2life.shop. The tagline for this product, by the way, is "Making men, men again." Why do they say that? Well, because IGF-1 promotes lean muscle gain. IGF-1 promotes restful sleep, more energy, healthy weight loss, clearer thinking. That's the things that men desire. IGF-1 is naturally found in your body, but as we age, the production levels of IGF naturally decrease. The same as anything else. It's why people take a multivitamin. Maybe if they're working out, they take a protein supplement or even creatine. These things are naturally found in your body as well, but to supplement those things is just a smart thing to do. Go to keystolife.shop and do the research on your own. Keys, the number 2, life.shop. There are products there that are available for women as well. This is not just for men, but everybody loves healthy weight loss, lean muscle gain, restful sleep, more energy, and clearer thinking. Go to keystolife.shop. If you put this on auto ship, you're going to get buy one, get one free, plus 50% off. Buy one, get one free, plus 50% off of the product if you put it on auto ship. No, it's not a lifelong subscription. You can cancel at any time, of course, but you're not going to turn into Hulk Hogan overnight. Or the Incredible Hulk overnight. Or Superman overnight. You understand what I'm saying. Try it for a few months. I've been on this for about 4 months. Well, actually, November now. Going into my 5th month, and I have received nothing but positive results. Tell them that Stu sent you when you go check it out. Do your own research. That's what I encourage you to do. Go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Red Balloon. That's a service that's tailor-made for the dark moment we're living in right now. Their slogan is free to work, and they mean it. Their purpose is to connect employees with employers who won't force these unconstitutional vaccine mandates down their throats, who won't force them to swear an allegiance to an ever-evolving list of far-left political maxims. They've only existed for a few months, and already they have more than 900 participating employers and have had hundreds of thousands of users. The company is basically showing workers across the country that they have alternatives. If they're working for a government or a mega corporation that's trying to force these jabs on them, that they can refuse. And there are jobs out there that will support them. We support that. We've talked about this option on this program ad nauseum, and we're happy to see somebody stepping up to do this. But of course, the left can't bear even the slightest show of resistance. If a few people successfully say no, then more people will say no. If too many essential workers walk off the job, then Barack Obama's, Joe Biden's economy falls apart completely. So they're going all out to pop this red balloon. The Greensboro News and Record in North Carolina just published an absolutely deranged attack on the Red Balloon. The author, Robert Scoach, says that Red Ballooners who try to go on strike against vax mandates need to be collectively punished. He calls for forcing them to wear, quote, a conspicuous yellow armband indicating his or her fearful choice. He says vax protesters should be forced to wear a mask or a face shield whenever they stand in the presence of a vaccinated person. So much for the vaccines actually working. He says that vaccine refusers should be tested over and over again and that they should be collectively sequestered with other yellow armband wearers. He's so obsessed with the color yellow. Why? Well, you probably already know why. Yellow was the color of the armbands the Nazis made Jews wear, and that's how Robert Scoach wants vax protesters to be seen, as the equivalent of Jews under the Third Reich. Just go and die. That's what these people want for you. Andrew Krapischetz is the founder of Red Balloon, and he joins us now. Andrew, thank you for being here.
Stu, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been compared, everything that we see going on, between the violence in our streets, the $12 billion in damage, the burning police departments, the robbing, the looting, the forced mandates. I mean, all of it, everything has been compared to 1930s Nazi Germany. This guy basically just said that what you are doing, for that, you should be persecuted. To that, you say what?
Yeah, it is overwhelming what people are doing right now. I was actually talking to an employee at, well, I'll just say at Deloitte. And she was like, look, my boss didn't know that I was unvaccinated and basically told me she thought that everyone who's not vaccinated should be rounded up and put on an island to die together, right? Americans are saying that to each other right now. And we're really in a place where people are looking to create second-class citizens, people who aren't following the right zeitgeist that Fauci and Biden and all of them want us to follow. They don't like it when Americans act like free men and free women. But the reality is that's how the country was founded. And when we lose that, we lose who we are. We lose everything about who this country was founded by. So I think that this is a really important moment for Americans to stand up. The other thing is, look, if you watch any of the liberal media, you know they want us all to think that we're the only one who thinks that we the way that we do and that we're all crazy.
Yes.
But the reality is it's so much easier to be brave when you know you're not alone. And so that's part of the reason I founded Red Balloon, because I think it's so important for employees to know that there are employers out there that actually will respect their freedoms, they care about them, and they will let them just focus on work and not focus on all the political correctness or what they put in their body.
So many people are starting to do similar things, and it's great to see an organization that's centralizing all of that. You can go to redballoon.work, redballoon.work. to either join or find work. And, you know, I mean, there are sheriff's departments that are coming out and saying, hey, you get fired over there, we want good cops over here. We don't, we're not going to discriminate. We're not going to force you to have become a pincushion, essentially, for these people. And now they're making our children experimental laboratory study, you know, studies out of their games that they want to play. And I don't really care if somebody wants to go get this shot. That's really up to them. But we have people making viral videos on TikTok saying, if I'm shedding something, I can't wait to get the boosters. I can't wait for my kids to get them. I hope that they're more potent. I'm going to sneeze on you. I'm going to cough on you. I hope that you get whatever I have. I mean, this is really where we are in America. And I would think that a lot of level-headed people who are starting to wake up and realize that we are the majority are going to want to work alongside somebody else and in an environment that isn't thinking like this. I mean, this is insanity.
It really is. And this is why shows like yours are so important. This effort at Red Balloon is so important. I was talking to a gentleman. It's kind of a sad story. He's like, honestly, I found out about Red Balloon today. Yesterday, I got the shot. And he said, I didn't want to do it, but I felt like I needed to feed my family. Right? I needed to pay my mortgage. I needed to just be a working American. So I got it. And he's like, and I feel dirty. He says, I don't know how else to describe it. I feel dirty. And like, he's almost on the point of tears. And he's like, but hopefully other people find out about redballoon.org. They'll go on there. They'll find out that there are employers and there's jobs all over the country now. And look, the site's only 2.5 months old. And the good news is that there's a lot of employers out there. The bad news is that freedom is so newsworthy in America. It shouldn't be, right? The fact that I started a job board focused on freedom should be a meh, but really it is exciting because we now have hundreds of thousands of people. You're not alone. We have a lot of employers and more every single day that are adding jobs. And what I'm finding out from employers, and this is also super exciting, they are getting tons of applicants who are overqualified, willing to take a pay cut in the name of freedom. Right. And so if you're an employer out there, I would really encourage you to look on this site. We're in a historically tight labor market. Right. Everyone is, you know, you go to Taco Bell and they say now hiring because they have to close their doors because they simply don't have enough people to work. And I had one Christian book publisher in Little Moscow, Idaho, put out 3 job postings, had 90 applicants because there are people that are hungry for freedom. So if you're an employer out there, and you want to get the best kind of people to work for you, you know, those kind of people that don't complain to the HR department all the time, but actually just focus on bringing you value and making you money. I would encourage you, go to redballoon.org, post some jobs. And what you're doing when you do that is not only you're going to get access to great talent, you're also going to be an encouragement to Americans all over the country that there are employers that will respect my freedoms and believe that I should have a conversation with my doctor, not my HR department, about what I put in my body.
Hey, amen. And there's a reason why the people that are mandating all this stuff are not subject to their own mandates. Obviously, somebody knows something that we don't. We support your freedom and your push for freedom. And we thank you for being here. Andrew Krappyshetz, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu. I really appreciate it. And God bless America.
These people are really out there. We're really living amongst these people that will spit on you, they will sneeze on you, they will cough on you, trying to shed on you because they know that there are ill side effects and adverse events, intended consequences of accepting this inoculation. Seriously, there was a TikTok video of a woman who cannot wait to give it to her toddlers. I'm telling you, these people will inject their pets, their babies in the womb, they'll water their houseplants with these things. This is a cult. It's a new religion, and they want to infect you with their religion. It's sick. These people really are out there. But yet the insurrection is dangerous. Might I remind you, the real insurrection happened a year ago today on November 4th. That's when the real insurrection happened in this country. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. Protect yourself against these willful shedders, these people that want you sick from whatever it is that they've accepted into their DNA. They want to cough and sneeze all over you. They're saying it out loud. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. Dr. Zev Zelenko came up with a one-pill formula that you take twice a day. It's also available for your kids, by the way. Their germ factories automatically, if they're in school, hopefully without a mask on, their germ factories, we know that it protects them against all kinds of viruses, including influenza. Dr. Zev Zelenko is a humanitarian genius who saved thousands of lives in upstate New York. 99.9% of his high-risk COVID patients recovered. Why? Because of his early treatment protocol. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Find the Nobel Prize nominee. Find the Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee's formula right there. Put it on auto ship so that you can escape the demand supply issues. Put it on auto ship and pre-order the gummies right now, which will be available right after the first of the year. ZStackProtocol.com. Protect yourself, your kids, and your family. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. Again, ZStackProtocol.com. Well, there's a lot of different ways that you can look at Tuesday night. Lots of speculation. Who is Glenn Youngkin? Did he really win by that shallow of a margin? Is Murphy really the governor in New Jersey, despite the fact Chitterelli is calling for an investigation into the votes? Was it rigged? Was this a referendum on Barack Hussein Obama, radical progressive Democrats, the installed Biden regime, communists that have infiltrated our government? What's really happening in Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis? Will there be an audit? Is Brnovich going to do anything in Arizona? Nobody has their finger on the pulse like Edward Zoll, who's in the field reporting for us now. What happened on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, there were two major races in this country, maybe seen as a referendum on President Biden's failed presidency. But in Virginia, Glenn Youngkin was running for governor, and in New Jersey, Jack Chitterelli was running for that lofted seat. Now, in Virginia, Youngkin won by about 80,000 votes. It wasn't that close, even though if you look at some of the establishment outlets, they may be portrayed it as such. It was definitely an upset. Well, even though this was a win for Glenn Youngkin, well into the night, Clinton ally Terry McAuliffe was still refusing to concede. Now, here he is, after thanking Governor Ralph Blackface Baby Killer Northam, it was at his party, here he is speaking election night, saying all the votes still need to be counted.
So we still got a lot of votes to count. We got about 18% of the vote out, so we're going to continue to count the votes because every single Virginian deserves to have their vote counted.
That statement was about an hour after Fairfax County began rescanning about 20,000 ballots. Now, this is from four voting sites, which had technical issues. That was a thumb drive that had about 20,000 votes. This is according to the director of elections in the county, Scott Konopasek. Now, he said the ballots got corrupted as electronic media was being removed from four voting machines. Again, these voting machines, the same voting machines that had issues in 2020, were still using them. Now, statewide, there are about six counties which experienced issues, but it was not enough to sway the outcome. So Youngkin won. But in New Jersey, it's a different story. Now, in that McAuliffe clip we showed you, MSNBC is reporting at 10:18 p.m., you see on screen, 10:18 p.m., that Chitterelli is shown ahead by about 37,000 votes. This is with almost half of the precincts reporting. Now, at 1:17 a.m., this is the witching hour. Now, many people are sleeping, but not for the counters and not for those reporting the results. Chitterelli was still ahead, but it was close, with a lead of about 20,000 votes over Governor Phil Murphy, with 80% of the precincts reported. Now, this is where some are saying it got squirrely. In two major counties, this was Bergen County and Burlington County. Here's the New York Times at 1 a.m. Bergen County was reporting 100% votes counted with Chitterelli as the victor. This is with 52% of the vote. This important number to remember. Then out of nowhere, it flipped to show Governor Murphy as the victor with 52%, with an extra 41,514 votes. Now, we don't know where those votes came from. You can only wonder. But the thing with Bergen County is they also stopped counting. This is Bergen County was showing Chitterelli with 10,000 vote lead. This is important. He was winning at this time, but not anymore. It just so happens that when Chitterelli only had about a 42,000 vote edge, that's when Burlington County came in. His vote was already cut to about 1,600 now from Bergen County. Burlington County, also at 1:40 a.m., was showing that Chitterelli was the victor with 54% of the vote. Now, this is with 97% of the precinct reporting. This is in that county. Then at 1:51 a.m., that's only 11 minutes later, it flipped to Governor Murphy ahead with 52% of the vote, with an extra 39,749 votes. Even though Burlington County was still only reporting 97% of the precincts complete. This is no change, but they had extra votes. I'd like to know where those votes came from. I'm sure the people in New Jersey would. Now, you have to ask yourself, was there anything weird about the polling stations? Was anything strange happening on election day? That'd be the first place to look for an investigator. Well, first of all, about 700,000 of the votes across the state were mail-ins, were early voting. Something we saw again back in the 2020 election, a lot of votes, about a third of them were mail-in and early votes. Also, Project Veritas sent an undercover reporter. And as it turns out, that in Essex County, non-citizens were voting. This is non-citizens and non-registered voters, according to a video recorded inside Essex County. Here's the video by Project Veritas.
And did you register?
No, I wasn't registered either.
Are you registered now?
Oh, I never filled anything out. No.
Okay, then I can't see how you can vote because you're not registered.
Remember, I do remember him.
Okay.
Remember, we was allowing anyone to come in.
We was allowing anybody to come in, and they say presidential.
Yeah, during the agenda, they just let us.
Okay. I'll let you fill out the ballot now. Whether or not it's going to be, they're going to count it, I don't know.
But I don't know if it works because I'm an
Oyer.
But I'm an Oyer citizen. I'm not.
It doesn't matter. I mean, are you? You have some citizenship here.
With the work visa, yeah.
Listen, we'll let you do it.
As you saw, that's Essex County. It also turned out that Essex County shut down 56 voting machines on election night. Again, they say that there's nothing to worry about here. There's nothing strange, but they're admitting 56 voting machines stopped counting on election night. It seems a weird way to run an election. Now, there also were internet problems reported in Monmouth County. This is where a $68 million system meant to replace physical signing where you vote, it malfunctioned. Now, this drove in-person voting down in that county. Most people didn't want to wait in long lines, waiting for this extra system to back up. But the weird part about this is the component that failed, it was a software called Nighthawk. Now, I think this is interesting because that's the bird of prey that kills its victims at night. And it looks like the hopes of voters. Now, it was called for Murphy. It looks like New Jersey is done. The GOP doesn't seem to be sending any lawyers and others. They're kind of accepting this. Chinarelli definitely wants to do an audit, a challenge. He wants to look into this. But there was a silver lining for the night. A Christian truck driver named Edward Durr. Now, he defeated the New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney, a Democrat, who'd been in office for about 20 years. He spent a grand total of $153 on his campaign. And guess what? He won, and his six grandchildren are proud. I'd say that's a win. Now, Virginia and New Jersey don't seem to have any plans to audit or investigate or change the voting machines that keep coming up as issues in the elections. But I'll tell you this, in Florida, we do. Governor DeSantis yesterday at a press conference in West Palm Beach announced that we're launching a $6 million election fraud investigation police force. And it will make ballot harvesting a felony. That's the kind of thing you go to jail for quite some time. Here's Governor DeSantis.
I'm really excited about having actual ability to enforce. What you want to do, you want to make it very clear what's not allowed, and then if there's violations, the people are held accountable. And I guarantee you this, the first person that gets caught, no one's going to want to do it again after that because they know that there's going to be enforcement.
Let's go Brandon, indeed. Reporting for the Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Zoll.
Thank you, Edward. Well, we hear the words of Governor DeSantis. Now let's see some action. How about that? Somebody that is taking action is Christopher Key. He founded the Vaccine Police so that he could confront these people face to face. He's not scared. Traveling all over the country, video documenting absolutely everything. You'll love to go to the site, vaccine-police.com. You'll see him confronting pharmacists that are injecting this poison into your family, into your kids, serving them with Nuremberg notifications. You'll see him confronting big pharma executives, hospital administrators, these cops that are enforcing these tyrannical, overreaching, communistic mask and vaccine mandates. Go to vaccine-police.com, and if you feel so called, please financially support this organization. That's what we need to do. Grassroots, boots on the ground, in the war, face-to-face, real fighter, Christopher Key, vaccine-police.com. I am so happy that I financially support him and will continue to do so. I see the fruits of my investment. Billboards going up all over the place, people being red-pilled, warned about these dangerous shots that have proven to be deadly. Go to vaccine-police.com right now. Again, vaccine-police.com. You've heard me say it multiple times, don't put your financial future in the hands of communists. What does that mean? Well, by all intents and purposes, your financial advisor is a communist sympathizer because he is selling you a product that is dictated to him by the Wall Street people, the gangsters over there, which is dictated to them by the Biden regime that was installed. And we all know that the Biden family is 100% sold out to the CCP. So I've encouraged you to do business with an independent fiduciary, one that sponsors this show, called Carlos Cortez, the CEO and founder at Cortez Wealth Management. And there he is. Now you can put a face to the name. Carlos Cortez, you just did a seminar the other night, free, by the way, for patriots. And how did it go?
Man, it went awesome. Just there was people telling me they couldn't get on because there's too many people on there. And so we're going to be doing them every week on different subjects. But it went great. It's always good to know that there is a solution to protect your IRAs from the sticky fingers of Nancy Pelosi and the ungodly amount of printing. They're coming after your IRAs and 401ks, and we want to protect our patriots from that.
Well, you can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Make sure that you get there. You can do it from your couch. You can do it on the toilet. I don't care where you do it. With a cocktail, with your family, with your loved ones, by yourself. It doesn't matter. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Get the stuff you need. The Never Taxed Retirement Strategy at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. I'm praying for you. Remember that. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the